Lesson 22, Stewardship and Delegation. This lesson is designed to help us understand and use the principles of stewardship and delegation. Introduction. Moses was a great leader, but after he led the people of Israel out of Egypt, he found it difficult to solve all of the people's problems by himself. Every day, from morning until evening, he sat before the people to answer their questions and to resolve their difficulties. But the task was too much for one man. After receiving counsel from Jethro, his father-in-law, and a righteous priesthood leader, Moses divided the people into groups of 10, 50, 100, and 1,000. He then appointed a worthy man to lead each group. Thereafter, as the prophet of Israel, Moses spent his time teaching the people the commandments and solving the most difficult problems. The other problems were handled by the leaders he had called. Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 through 26. Moses became a more effective leader by organizing the people he served. His use of the principles of stewardship and delegation helped Moses establish order among the people of Israel and govern them effectively. What is stewardship? A person given responsibility for someone else or for something belonging to someone else is a steward. President Spencer W. Kimball explains that in the church, a stewardship is a sacred spiritual or temporal trust for which there is accountability. Welfare Services, The Gospel in Action, Ensign, November 1977, page 78. Place the chart, Basic Principles of Stewardship, in front of the class, or write the information on the chalkboard. See Teacher Preparation. Stewardship in the church involves three basic principles. Doctrine and Covenants, section 104, verses 11 through 17. 1. A steward is entrusted with something that belongs to the Lord. The Lord has said, I, the Lord, stretched out the heavens and built the earth, my very handiwork, and all things therein are mine. Doctrine and Covenants, section 104, verses 14 and 15. The entire earth is the Lord's, and everything on it belongs to Him. Everything we have, in fact, was given to us by the Lord. Our bodies, our talents, our abilities, and our families were entrusted to our care by Him. The church is His, and we receive a spiritual stewardship when we receive the priesthood or a church calling. What are some stewardships you have received from the Lord? The Lord expects us to be faithful in our stewardships. Leaders must understand that when they call someone to a church position or when giving an assignment in the priesthood, they are assigning a stewardship. 2. A steward exercises agency in caring for his stewardship. As children of our Heavenly Father, we have the agency to act for ourselves. When we receive a stewardship, therefore, we are free to care for it in the way we decide. We are free to be faithful, diligent, and obedient, but we are also free to be lazy and disobedient. The Lord has said, I have given unto the children of men to be agents unto themselves. Doctrine and Covenants, section 104, verse 17. He will not force us to be faithful stewards, but He will hold us accountable for how we care for our stewardships. 3. A steward is accountable for his stewardship. At the time of judgment, the Lord will hold us accountable for our stewardships. Before that day, however, we must also make an accounting to the Lord's representatives, our priesthood leaders. In the church, we report our stewardships in personal priesthood interviews. It is required of the Lord, at the hand of every steward, to render an account of his stewardship, both in time and in eternity. For he who is faithful and wise in time is accounted worthy to inherit the mansions prepared for him of my Father. Doctrine and Covenants, section 72, verses 3 and 4. How do you think a person will feel at the judgment if he can report that he has been faithful in all his stewardships? What is delegation? Moses was an effective leader because he used the principles of stewardship and delegation. Leaders in the church can also be more effective by using these principles. To delegate means to give another person the responsibility and the authority to accomplish a certain task for which you are responsible. The assigned task then becomes a stewardship. Building the kingdom of God on earth is a glorious work, but no one can do it alone. When we are called to lead, therefore, we should involve others. A leader who works hard will bless many lives. but a leader who delegates effectively and inspires others to work hard will bless the lives of many more. Effective delegation requires wise use of the principles of stewardship. The steps of delegation are: select the right person, assign the stewardship, allow the individual to govern himself, hold the individual accountable for his stewardship. Select the right person. When we have a task that needs to be accomplished, we should prayerfully select the person to be assigned. See Lesson 21 of this manual. Assign the stewardship. After selecting the right person, we should assign the stewardship. The proper way to extend a calling in the church is to have an interview with the person. It is always appropriate to invite a married person's husband or wife to the interview. Assignments such as welfare projects, administering the sacrament, or similar assignments may be made by personal contact in a meeting or interview. When receiving a new calling or assignment, what would you like to know about your responsibilities? The leader should help the person called understand the purpose of the organization or project and the specific results the individual will be expected to achieve. After the duties of the assignment are clearly defined, a time should be set for the person to report back on his stewardship. Allow the individual to govern himself. Each person should be allowed to exercise his agency in caring for his stewardship. A wise leader will offer his help to the assigned person, but will never make the decisions for him. He will support and encourage him, but always allow him to exercise his agency. When asked how he governed the members of the church, Joseph Smith said, "I teach them correct principles, and they govern themselves." Millennial Star, 15th of November, 1851, page 339. President N. Eldon Tanner has written, "A leader should never try to do the work of one to whom he has made an assignment. Give them freedom to do their tasks. Never criticize them, but praise success and encourage efforts. We as leaders should give the utmost attention to the personal growth of each individual through teaching correct principles and try to lead that individual to prepare himself for immortality and eternal life. This we should do by example and precept, and then be prepared to help and support him in his efforts. But we should let him make his own decisions and govern himself according to the free agency that is his gift." Leading as the Savior Led, New Era, June 1977, page 6. Hold the individual accountable for his stewardship. From time to time, the leader should interview the assigned person and receive a report about the stewardship. During this interview, the leader should help the person evaluate his performance and give him help and encouragement. He should also express appreciation for the efforts of the individual. Sincere praise builds faith and testimony. President Tanner wrote, "An accounting should always be made to the leader, and he should expect such accounting. In church administration, the basic tool for accountability is the personal interview. This can be a very rewarding experience for both parties, where there is an opportunity to give a self-evaluation and where communication should be open and constructive. It is an ideal setting for offering and receiving help and assistance." Leading as the Savior Led, New Era, June 1977, page 6. Consider the following case study. Have the class member identify how the branch president followed the principles of delegation. President Olson needed to call a teacher for the Aaronic priesthood members in his branch. After much prayer and deliberation, he felt inspired to call Brother Johnson, a new convert to the church. When he met Brother Johnson at priesthood meeting, he made an appointment for Brother and Sister Johnson to meet him in the chapel at 6:30 that evening. When the Johnsons arrived, President Olson invited Brother Johnson into his office for a brief worthiness interview. Then he invited Sister Johnson to join them. After visiting for a few minutes, President Olson offered a prayer. After the prayer, he said, "I have invited you here this evening to extend a calling to Brother Johnson. I have prayed about this matter and feel inspired to call you, Brother Johnson, to teach the Aaronic priesthood class in our branch. I have great confidence that you will be an effective teacher, since I know that the Lord wants you to serve in this position." President Olson went on to describe in detail the duties of a teacher of the priesthood class. These he wrote down on a piece of paper for Brother Johnson to take with him. He told him how important the brethren in his class were to our Heavenly Father. After making certain that Brother Johnson knew exactly what would be expected of him, President Olson asked if he would accept the call. Brother Johnson said, "I feel very humble in being asked to accept this responsibility, but I have faith that the Lord will help me to do it properly. I will accept this calling and do my best." President Olson then asked Sister Johnson if she would support her husband in this calling. She said she was very proud of her husband and would support him with all her heart. President Olson expressed his appreciation to the Johnsons. He then set up an appointment to meet with Brother Johnson again in 2 weeks to receive a report about the calling. When Brother Johnson came in for the interview, he gave a very good progress report. He said he had learned much about teaching and was trying to be a good teacher, but he said that he still had much to learn. President Olson was pleased. He praised him and said he was doing a fine job. He encouraged him to continue to improve, and they talked about teaching by the power of the Holy Ghost. They discussed ways that Brother Johnson might help a less active member of the class. As they set up another reporting interview, President Olson and Brother Johnson each expressed thanks to the other. They both had confidence that Brother Johnson would be a successful teacher. What did President Olson do to help Brother Johnson succeed in his calling? Accomplishing the Lord's work. If we are to be faithful in our stewardships, we must delegate effectively and help others be effective in their stewardships. As we do so, the work of the Lord will go forward. This is how Alma helped the church prosper in his time. Mosiah chapter 25, verses 19 through 24. Conclusion. Stewardship and delegation help us accomplish the Lord's work more effectively. When we receive a calling in the church, we are entrusted with specific responsibilities in the kingdom of God. These responsibilities are a stewardship for which the Lord holds us accountable. We are free to care for our stewardships diligently or slothfully, but we will eventually be asked to make an accounting of them. Effective delegation involves the principles of stewardship. It requires that we assign a stewardship, teach correct principles, allow the person to govern himself, and hold him accountable. Of course, a job well done always deserves sincere praise. Challenge. 1. Identify the stewardships the Lord has given to you. Select one stewardship you can improve in and set a goal that will help you do so. 2. The next time you need to make an assignment in your family or your church calling, follow the principles of stewardship. Delegate authority and follow through on the assignment. Additional scriptures. Psalms chapter 24, verse 1. All things belong to the Lord. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Stewards entrusted with talents. Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 13. Faithfulness in earthly stewardships necessary. Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 27. Stewards to be good managers. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 16 through 21. All things made for the use of man. Doctrine and Covenants, section 70, verse 4. Accountability at the Day of Judgment. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Make the following chart or prepare to write the information on the chalkboard. Basic principles of stewardship in the Lord's kingdom. 1. A steward is entrusted with something that belongs to the Lord. 2. A steward exercises agency in caring for his stewardship. 3. A steward is accountable for his stewardship. 2. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 22, Stewardship and Delegation.